I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Lunter.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca from Monday, March 27th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a bit of a cold. I don't know if you can hear it, but...
Yes, I'm starting to hear that a bit. So, obviously, all that birthday partying has worn down your aging immune system.
Yeah, I think it has. You notice that there's something a little off, you know, during the day, and then you think, oh, well, you know, it could be a cold, but it probably isn't. And then,
right, you always say, oh, allergies, right?
Yeah, and then that's a few
allergies.
And a few minutes, you know, a few hours later, then you think, oh, geez, it's a cold, right?
Then you're dying.
And yeah. I already had the cold in the fall, September, October, I can't remember now. So I thought I was fine. I was done, but I guess not.
Well, like I said, there's so many different strains, and, you know, like that last bout of the flu that I had was that whatever virus it was that I picked up from somewhere, and it hit you within like hours.
So
that was pretty gross. So yeah, I know what that's like. But this cough and cold and stuffy nose thing has been going, it's been making its rounds. It's been around at work, and for a second I felt like I was getting it, you know.
Yeah, and I don't do all the things that you're supposed to do, where you stop eating certain things or stop.
Right.
So it just happens, and then you just think, well, okay, fine, it'll be 4 or 5 days of this stuff,
right,
and
just let it happen.
Get over it, right?
Like its course.
Yeah.
But no, it always seems like it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't particularly enjoy it either. I always feel like I'm extra dramatic when I'm sick, but.
Do you see this story, speaking of extra dramatic, this teacher in Texas, she's 27 years old, so a snappy looking item.
Okay.
And alleged to have had sexual relations with a student who's 17. And why this is a story, because we've talked about this in the past, you know, these stories always come up, was that in her mugshot, she's a blonde thing, smiling, beaming, just very...
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be there, and I think that's why this. Well, not happy to be there, but I mean, just.
Well, yeah, she looks and very happy and
her
proud.
Her reasoning is that she believes that there's nothing to this, and she's going to be found innocent. So that's why she's approaching this with some glee. But it got me thinking. We hear a lot of about this lately because it's usually a female teacher and a male student.
Well, that's what we hear about, and I wonder why.
But it happens all the time. I think it happens because usually the teacher's attractive. I mean, there was that case in New Jersey, I think, a year or so ago where the teacher was not terribly photogenic.
Right.
And that was a story as well. But I mean, it happens with male teachers. And students, right?
But do we just not hear about it as much?
Yeah.
Or these guys don't get reported? Because it seems like it's the female teachers that are being kind of called to task more than anything than the males. And I mean, surely this must be happening with male teachers and they're female. And I have to assume male students as well.
Yeah.
But it's like, why... I don't know. You have to wonder, like, when a boy, I guess, makes a connection, if you will, with his teacher, maybe they're just more, a little more chatty Cathy's about it.
Oh, guys high-fiving themselves and
yeah, you
thinking,
know, that whole misogynistic show of approval to each other. So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it, opposed to... a girl who's having a relationship with her teacher who knows it's probably not right anyway, but is looking for some sort of, I don't know, fairy tale ending. I'm not sure.
But girls talk just as much as guys do, don't they?
Girls do.
Yeah, so...
But I think when it comes to a girl and it would come down to like, well, I could actually make this relationship work if I just don't say anything. I feel like a girl would be more inclined to do that than a guy where it's just like a little, another notch.
Oh, I see. Okay, a guy just wants to get laid and a girl is looking for a relationship.
Yeah, so kind of using that premise.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I don't know. That's the only way I can kind of think to rationalize it. But, yeah, it's just interesting to see that, you know, because, you know, we have to assume that it's not just boys that are having sex with their teachers, with their female teachers.
Yeah. We went to high school together. That wasn't happening where we went to high school. Tupper, was it?
Not that I know of.
Well, we didn't really have teachers that looked like that either.
No, we absolutely did not. And this is also another thing, right? You know, even when I go into my daughter's school, which is now, which is our old high school.
Yeah.
And some of the teachers I see, I'm like, oh, my God. It's not, you know.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're like our age. Some younger, and they're not bad to look at. I mean, some of them, I saw one walking down the hall, and I was like, that couldn't be a teacher. And I couldn't imagine that the boys are focusing in her class at all.
Hmm. No, maybe they're not thinking about that at that age.
Are you kidding me? That's all they're thinking about at that age. About 5 years, that's it. No learning going on at all.
Yeah.
But you know, teachers are not what they... Teachers don't look like they looked when we were in school.
Yeah, and then people older than us say the same thing, right?
True.
So I don't know what's happening now.
I don't know at all. I don't know. It's all perception, right?
That's enough fun talk. This past weekend, I understand that you had some unpleasantness. Play-dome, I guess, that was happening last week throughout the weekend?
Yeah.
So I guess I've never been to it, but it's inside the BC Play Stadium.
Yes.
And so then they got rides and things, right?
It's like a fair. Yeah, so it's basically like Playland or Peony, I guess Playland more so, inside of BC Play Stadium. And so it's a large event, and it's, again, indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, and I think on Saturday when we were there, it seemed like we overheard one family say, all of Vancouver must be here today.
Yeah.
Because it was just packed. But regardless, so basically I got there, I was there with my kids, my two kids, and they each brought a friend. My oldest, obviously, she's old enough to just kind of go and gallivant around and then...
Meet
back at a certain time every so often, check in. So I let her kind of go off, and I was meeting a friend there anyway who was there with his twin girls.
Yeah.
And he was on a ride, so I took my youngest and her friend to the first ride they wanted to go on, which was the merry-go-round. And, you know, I mean, you're not a parent, so I doubt you know, but as a parent, when you're in these events, you don't let the children walk behind you, obviously. So,
yeah, because they could get snatched or...
Well, you just lose track of them, right?
Right, so, yeah.
And they're really the ones guiding the way to where they want to go on the ride. So I said, you know, go ahead, Sophia, wherever... And her friend's name happens to be Sophia. So I said, you know, go wherever you guys want to get on the ride. So they said they wanted to go on the merry-go-round. We get to the line at the merry-go-round, and... I know if you've ever seen lineups at these big events, there's a bit of a line, and then near the end, it kind of becomes distorted.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, things are just kind of a mess. So, in any case, Sophia's 8, and her friend is 8. They both get in what they thought was the line and just start, you know, moving along.
Yeah.
And I start moving along on the outside of the barriers of the line.
Because you're not part of the line.
You
don't want to go on the ride, right?
I'm not planning to go on the ride. So I'm just kind of there and, you know, checking emails and stuff anyway. So this woman comes up to me and says, oh, you know, I'm sorry. I think your daughter came in front of the line. I said, I'm sorry if she did. I didn't even realize because...
Yeah.
There was just a bunch of people here, and there was a big gap, and my kid just came in. I have no idea. And suddenly, this guy that was in front of us, he turns around, and he starts yelling at the top of his lungs you knew what the F you were doing. You let your kid budge in the line, get her out of the line, and go to the back of the line.
He was in line with his own child?
Yes. In front of us.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, are you?
Before you get to it, what were the people behind Sophia, what were they doing?
Oh, they were just standing there.
Did they complain?
No.
Okay, no. So this guy...
Other than that lady that approached me, and like I said, and if her kids were in front of... And the reason I didn't notice if her kids were there, because this guy that was rude, he was behind Sophia initially. So I guess in his retaliation, because I guess he recognized that she budged instead of being a grown man, he decided to just mow them over the children.
And so he's swearing and cursing at you the children.
Oh, he pushed past the kids in the line. Hmm. So when the lady asked me if my kids butt, like, if her kids were in front, I said, I have no idea, because this guy came from wherever and, like, pushed past all the kids. So I have no idea what the order of the line was.
So as he's cursing at you and at your kids, what's the kid that he's with? What is that kid doing?
Oh, that kid immediately put her hands over her ears and started shaking her head.
Huh.
And I said to him, like, do you see, you're embarrassing your child right now. You're embarrassing.
And then what does he say?
To that, he actually then decided to square up with me, like, got nose to nose in my face, as if he was going to hit me. And I thought, wow, is this really happening? And, you know, I shared a few...
Charming.
Yeah, I shared a few close, loving words with him.
Yeah.
While he felt the need to share my personal space. So
did you, at that point, did you remove the two girls that you were with, and then...
Oh, at that point, I had both the Sophias behind me, and I, from the side of my eye, because I said, because I could feel that this could get out of control.
Yeah.
I might react in a way that might not be good for this setting when I have my kids. And it would be a real shame to get kicked out after paying all this money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he got in my face. The most appalling thing was that everybody around, nobody did a thing. Nobody said anything. And even when I asked people if they saw, they were, oh, no, I like, acted as if.
But you could tell that they saw all this.
Oh, yeah, they were just clearly trying not to be. Even the woman who was standing there the whole time who asked me about if my daughter had budged in line, when security came, she says, oh, you know, both voices got really loud. She never would say that, oh, yeah, he got in her face and it was rude and he was swearing and screaming expletives, derogatory comments in the line with the kids. Not one person said anything to that. So I think, you know, from the whole situation, that was the most unsettling part for me.
And so security gets there.
Yep.
Who calls them? Who calls them? Someone must have called them. Or were
well,
they just...
I saw them walking around, and I actually just actioned for her to come over.
And then so when they come over, did they do anything?
Well, she came over, and she started talking to me and separated and got rid of him right away.
And then did they talk to him?
They did talk to him. She called her supervisor, to which her supervisor came, and he happened to be a black man. And I think when he came and saw that I was a black female, he all of a sudden, I guess, felt the need to, I guess, absolve himself from any kind of race ticket or race cards that may be pulled.
Yeah, because I've seen the photo that you posted of him. He's a white guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like, I wasn't even...
Well, what did he say, by the way?
Oh, the white guy. Well, the white guy, when he got in my face, the first thing he said was, I have a black girlfriend, so don't even go there. And there was no mention of race at all before he brought it up. And so when the black security officer came, I'm telling him this situation... I mean, the first thing he did in his defense was try and support Sophia, because she was bawling her face off.
Mm.
And so he tended to her. So
which Sophia?
My Sophia.
Your Sophia, yeah.
The other Sophia was busy eating my caramel apple, so that was fine. And so he came and obviously recognized that there was an issue, because my daughter was in hysterics. And then when he's talking to me, I said to him, you know, it's not even, all race aside, I said, do you think as a black man, and right away, don't pull the race card with me. And it wasn't even as a black man. It was as any man in general,
yeah,
to let this man get in my face, a female, in a public setting with families and children around. How is that acceptable? I feel, you know, if I'm feeling threatened in my own private and public space,
yeah,
I think I should be able to go out with my children and not feel threatened by some man that felt like he was sided because an 8-year-old inadvertently budged in line.
Yeah, and I've seen the photo of the guy. He's a bald-headed stooge.
Yeah.
Who looks like Jim Norton.
And he smiled for the photos.
Yeah.
He was very proud. He was very proud when it happened, but I will say when I called my friend over, which I said was a guy,
yeah,
who happens to be white, suddenly he had nothing to say.
Interesting.
And he became very quiet, and all of a sudden he actually pretended to be scared that I was going to do something, which I thought was hilarious because he was the one that got in my face.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a really, it was a wake-up call.
So did the two Sophias, did they ride the Ferris wheel or the merry-go-round?
Yeah, you know, it was a funny chain of events because while security was talking to me, he was trying to walk off as if nothing had happened, and he was over by the ride waiting for his kid to get off.
Yeah.
And while he was there, he was laughing and hamming it up with some other patron, right behind the ride attendant. And the ride attendant heard everything, and he turned to security and said, "This guy's a joke. He's standing here laughing about the whole situation, and 2 seconds ago he was just acting scared." So he told both Sophias to just come around, and he bumped them to the front of the line.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, so they got to ride the ride, and
yeah,
I saw that ride operator again later, and he was like, "Oh, you know, he wanted to make sure I was okay and all of that." So, you know, he saw what happened, and he was more than willing to step forward and support me in that. But
yeah,
everybody else that was there did nothing.
What? So the day continues. You didn't go home right after all this, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
You didn't run into the guy after?
I did, actually.
And what was that like?
Oh, I did. Well, he clearly tried to avoid eye contact with me. And it was funny because Simone was not there with me when it happened initially.
Yeah.
She wasn't with us.
Yeah.
And then we were walking around later and we had Simone, and Sophia noticed him first and was like, "Simone, that's the guy." And it was so weird because it just happened to be like this clear open space.
Yeah.
And I walked by and I saw him and I said, "Oh, it's a pleasure seeing you again." And he wouldn't even make eye contact. And I said, you know, that's so funny. People are just so disgusting. You know.
So you posted about this online on Facebook, various places there. What's the reaction that you've gotten from all of this from other people?
Well, it's been shared about 12 times now. I haven't even looked. And that, for me, that's quite a bit because I'm not one to typically do. I hesitated for a bit to even post it because I knew, and I know that some may not agree with me. I did post it in one of my Black in Vancouver groups. And I'd say overall I got a lot of support from people. I'd say out of all of that, there was one or two people, you know, one wise guy who was like, "Oh, you know, you should teach your kids not to budge in line." That's aside from the point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you're an
yeah.
actual idiot.
Yeah.
And I block them. And, you know, typically I'm not that person. I would engage, but I'm not engaging with an idiot. If you read the story, you would know that aside from the fact that
it was more than budging
point,
in line. Yeah,
exactly. It there's more than that. And I'm not even going to get into it, but
yeah.
So there's been a comment like that. And there was one guy who went into this whole logical, theoretical bullshit, pardon my French, basically about, you know, me calling the security guy and Uncle Tom and this guy white trash. Is that, now do we fight racism with racism?
Mm.
And, you know, no, we don't. I'm never one to promote that. But when, as a mother, as a parent, when you're put into that situation, for me, my kids are half white. I think more than anything, it was a great learning lesson to show what kind of people there are in the world, including your own people, because there were black people there too who did nothing. And I also made sure to point that out. Oh. So I think, you know, do we fight racism with racism? No. And I hope that's not the end point that my children took from it.
Yeah.
The point that I emphasized to them was, number one, these are the people around you, right? Right now, our world is at war. We're in a race war right now, and that's the reality. So that gave me an opportunity to show them, being half white, there are ignorant white people in the world such as this. Mm. Not all of them are like this.
And so what did they tell you?
Pardon?
What did they tell you then about all this whole experience?
The kids?
Yeah.
Well, Sophia was upset, but she got over it. I mean, of course, she's a kid, but she was just upset that he was rude. Actually, both of the Sophias, they said it wasn't even our fault. He was just being rude. He could have just told us that we budged. I didn't know we budged. And, I mean, even as 8-year-old children, they saw the logic.
Yeah.
Again, just a big learning lesson. But I have to say, major lesson was when you see something happening around you, you have to speak up. Because if you don't, you're just as much a part of the problem as the person doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing for me. It was, you know, the people around that did nothing.
Yeah, what do you think that says about, I'm assuming that everyone in the story was from here. What do you think happens if something happens, like a natural disaster or something? I mean, do you have much confidence that
Oh, absolutely not. No, I think from what I've seen, the display of people, it seems like it's to each their own, and you got to fight for your own life in those times.
I've had this happen on the bus, you know, late at night.
Mm-hmm.
People get sick or whatever, and no one does anything.
No. And it's appalling.
And it's Vancouver, right? We're not talking about, like, you know, suburbs or...
No. No. Not in Surrey or even Langley or so. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know where it's acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable anywhere, but it's just compassion.
Yeah.
Just compassion and being human and respecting each other. I mean, if you saw somebody in distress, wouldn't you try and help?
Yeah.
Because I personally wouldn't be able to live with myself walking away from that, knowing I could have done something and did nothing.
Yeah. And too many people do. And as you saw this weekend, right?
As I did see this weekend, unfortunately. But, you know, like, for every bad, there's some good that comes out of it. And I think I had a good day. I was, you know, my son was there with his twins, and they were delightful, and all the girls had lots of fun.
So you've posted the picture of this guy on Facebook and on a group on Facebook. Did you put it on your Twitter? Because, I mean, some people listening just might want to look at it.
True. I should put it on my Twitter, and I will.
Yeah, so you'll put that on your Twitter sometime on, today, and people can have a look and see who this person is.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, he was quite proud to take the photo, so it's not like anything that was...
Yeah, you weren't, like, you know, trying...
He wasn't trying
he
to
knew
hide
he was, Yeah, he knew he was trying. He was photographed, right?
Oh, yeah, he knew. He saw when I took the pic camera out. He smiled.
Yeah.
You know, he smiled for a few photos. He was, you know, quite bold.
Well, here's to a better week.
People like that need to be called out, right?
Yeah, indeed.
And so it is. Yeah. But until next time, that's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, March 27th. 2017.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next time.